Hello and welcome to the broadcast for Sunday the 21st of June. We're still in lockdown, still having recorded sessions and still working with God, really. God has not sort of stopped working just because it's lockdown. He's been open for business all along, even if we can't meet in church. So, right, this broadcast is for the kids in age from reception to year six. Yeah, and it is important that you listen to the correct one for your age group. So before we get going, we're going to play a little quiz. Today I'm thinking of a vehicle that you use for transporting things or people, right? So for 5 points, it's a vehicle that you use for transporting people or things. So can you guess what that is? For 4 points, this vehicle uses roads. Right, so that should narrow things down a little bit for you. For 3 points, you can sit at least 4 people in it. You can have at least 4 people in it. For 2 points, it is used by families. Does that help at all? Does that give you any ideas? For 2 points, you can have room for luggage. There is room for luggage in this vehicle. And for 1 point, it can come in different sizes. So what do you think that could be? If you guessed that it is a car that I was thinking of, then you're correct. So, you know, it's just for fun. So I hope you enjoy that. Right, so we have, we were talking last week about things that Christians should know, and we're continuing that series, and this is the second week. Last week we talked about 2 memory verses. I wonder whether you know what they are. You can pause it if you want to prove that you know them off by heart, or you can say them with me now. The first one was John chapter 3, verse 16. And that was, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not die but have eternal life. And the other one was John chapter 10, verse 10, which says, the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. So I hope you remember those 2 memory verses from last week. Today we are looking at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, which talks about the fruit of the Spirit. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus talks to us about how we are like trees and how our lives should show the love that God has in us. So you might wonder that if you do give your life to Christ and you do commit to working with God, how is this going to show and how will people know? And people will know by your fruit. Now, we are really not trees and we do not grow fruit, but our fruit shows in the way that we behave. Our actions are our fruit. And that is what Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23 is talking about. It is talking about how we show ourselves to other people around us and how we behave that is different. When we are following Jesus and we're trying to be more like him and we're following God's laws, we should act differently to other people around us. So if I will just read what Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23 says, so that you understand. But before I do that, I just want to talk about the verses before this. Before we get to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, in verse 16, Paul talks to us here about walking in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit is the thing that influences what you do and how you behave. And then in verse 19, he talks about the bad things that can happen. That if you are not walking in the Spirit, then you are walking according to what your body wants and what your flesh wants and how you feel as a person. And he talks about the bad things of that. So Galatians chapter 22 starts sort of in the middle of the sentence, because it starts with the word but. And it goes, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. That last bit means that there is no other power that can stand against all these things, these nine fruits of the Spirit. There is nothing, no force or power or words or emotions can stand against love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When you have these things in your life, nothing can beat you. Nothing can defeat you. You will stand up as the strongest and tallest and proudest person, because no other force will be equal in power to the power that you have when you show your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, and self-control. So let us look at each of these fruits and see how they might present in our life. So love, the first fruit of the Spirit is love. The love that we're talking about is when you love God and you show this love to other people around you. Now, people are not always easy to love, certainly not every day. Some people make it really, really difficult to love them, because they don't show love back. And it is difficult to show love to someone who doesn't show you the same things and the same, you know, love back. But God's love is so strong that it can help us to love people even when they don't love us and when they don't show us love. And that is the love that God gives us. It is not a human type of thing. It is a powerful thing. And it is so strong that if we love other people that don't love us, they will start to love us. That is how strong God's love is. Joy, the second fruit of the Spirit is joy. This is, I've said this before so many times, this is more than being happy. It is more than being happy. Joy is sort of like expecting and hoping for something good, even when things are not going your way. So maybe you are not having a good day, but joy helps you to have the hope of tomorrow being better or things improving in one way or the other. That is joy. And joy, I've said that before again, joy cannot be taken away from you. Even if people are being horrible to you, if you have God's joy bubbling up on the inside of you, the things that happen to you will not take that joy away. It is not like being happy. It is more than being happy. Okay? Peace. Peace is knowing God's order of things in our lives. When we know how God works and how he works things out for our good, we will have peace. We will come to a place where whatever is going on around us, it doesn't change our mood and it doesn't change how we act and behave towards other people. An example of this is when Jesus was in the boat with his disciples and there was a storm. And the disciples were so worried. They were worried about the storm and they were worried about the waves and they were worried about the winds and they were worried about all the things they could see, because the things that they could see meant so much to them. But Jesus was sleeping in the boat, in the very same boat that the disciples were. How could he sleep when there was a storm raging? It's because Jesus knew more than the disciples. He knew how God works. Because Jesus had said to the disciples, let us go to the other side. So Jesus was expecting that they would get to the other side. And he knew that that was God's order of things, that they were going to get to the other side of the sea. So they were not going to be blown, you know, to be drowned. They were not in any trouble. It looked like they were in trouble, but Jesus had the peace of knowing God's order of things. So when we understand God's order for our lives and we know, we understand God's plan for our lives, we will be at peace. We will not be shaken if one little thing goes wrong or if one part of our day goes wrong. The overall picture of the whole day will not be spoiled. That is when you have peace. Patience. Patience is being able to wait through really hard times without complaining or moaning or groaning about things. And that can be really difficult because when we go through hard times, our emotions are moved and we really find it comforting, maybe find it makes us feel better to complain about this to someone else. Or if we've been asked to do something that we don't want to do, like maybe stop watching television to do a chore or help out with preparing dinner or setting the table or something like that. We could really complain about that. We could really complain about the situation that we're in with coronavirus. It's not going to change the situation. But being patient is being able to go through that hardship, waiting for something, waiting for the change to be able to go back to school or to be able to see your friends again, or to be able to start your clubs again, or to wait for September when hopefully everything will go back to normal. Being patient is being able to do that without complaining about it. Kindness. Kindness is showing concern for other people around us. And these might be people that are in pain or in trouble or people that are in need. And when you show your concern and your love for them, you are showing kindness. And sometimes there might be something that you can't do anything about. And maybe just going and sitting down with a sad friend makes them feel better. And that is showing kindness. So even if you can't do something to help the situation, just being there with somebody, putting an arm around them, or sitting with them and letting them know you're there for them and that you're caring for them and that, you know, you really understand how they are feeling sad, then that can be a kindness. Goodness. Goodness is when we do what is right in every situation, even when it is hard or difficult or inconvenient to us. So showing goodness is doing the right thing, even when everybody else is doing the wrong thing. And that is such an important characteristic to show. And that shows that it's really God's love that is working in us. The next one is gentleness. To be gentle is to sort of like show how you understand God and you think about other people above your own needs. So when you're being gentle, you show God's love by thinking of other people and showing them, you know, and being kind to them as well. So it also like comes in together with a bit of kindness. And if there's anything missing in their life, then you show that you understand how other people might not be the same as you. And you use a gentle nature to deal with them rather than being cross or angry or sort of like showing them that, you know, they are being different. Being gentle with somebody is sort of showing your understanding as well. Faithfulness. To be faithful to some something or people or someone is to be reliable and trustworthy. That means that people know if you say you are going to do something, they trust you and they believe you that you are going to do it. It's like being a train on a train track. A train on a train track will not come off that track. It'll stay on the train track all the time. It is faithful to the train tracks. It will not come off, even if something really pushes it to the side. It really just stays on those tracks. It has to be such a great force to derail the train and make it come off the tracks. So when you say you are going to do something, it is like you have laid down some train tracks. And then when you do the thing you have said you are going to do, you are the train staying on the tracks. So being faithful means to be reliable, and people can depend on you. And they know that if you say you're going to do something, you really, really will do it. Self-control. Self-control is being able to take our desires and the things that we want, and we focus them on what is good in our lives and in the lives of other people. And we do the things that is right. So self-control could be similar to if you had your favorite food in front of you and you couldn't eat it straight away and you had to wait. You have to control yourself. You have to make yourself stop doing what you want to do right now and wait to do it at the right time and in the right way. Maybe it might be having a packet of sweets and you would love to just jump in there and eat all of them by yourself, but you have to share. Self-control means you control those desires to do the things you want to do, and you focus on doing it at a later time or in a way that is different to what you would want to do. So maybe sharing it out. Now, those are the nine fruits of the spirits that are discussed in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Other parts of the Bible also discuss generosity as a fruit of the spirit. This is when you give up more than what you have been asked to give without being asked to give more or looking for something in return. So, for example, if I had 5 biscuits in front of me and someone came and asked me for 1 biscuit, if I gave them 2 biscuits instead of just the 1, I would be generous. So I am giving more than what has been asked for, and I'm not looking for anything in return. That is being generous, and that is what generosity is like. Another one that we can add to this is modesty. And modesty is when you are careful how you speak to people and how you show yourself to people. And this could be in the way that you dress. So when you are modest, you dress in the right way, covering the parts of your body that you need to cover. And also when you speak to other people, you are careful that you say things in a nice and kind and considerate way, that you don't speak to people in a harsh or angry way. So these are the fruits of the Spirit from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. And also I've added on 2 more, which are generosity and modesty. There are lots of songs about the fruits of the Spirit, but the one that I have found on YouTube that I have uploaded onto the resource page is the one by the Spencer Family Music, and it is called The Fruits of the Spirit. So you can have a look on YouTube and find lots of different versions of The Fruits of the Spirit to help you learn it, learn The Fruits of the Spirit. But the one that I know, I'll sing it to you now, so good luck here. The one I know, it just goes, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Of such there is no law. Right, so that's the one that I know. And you can find lots of other different versions. The Spencer Music, Family Music one that is uploaded on is the one that is closest to the one that I know. But there are lots of different versions, and it doesn't matter which one you learn, as long as you learn the fruits of the Spirit and remember that it's from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. So let us pray before we finish. Lord, I just want to thank you for everyone listening, and I pray that you will help them to show the fruits of the Spirit in their lives, and that you will help them to grow their fruit so that they get more love, more joy, more peace, more patience, more kindness, more goodness, more gentleness, more faithfulness, more self-control, and that they are more generous and they are more modest about their bodies. And I pray that, Lord, as they grow and understand these things, that you would grow the love that you have, that they have in their heart, and it'll flow out to touch other people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, and I will speak to you again soon. Bye.